Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shachtman Blog Talk Radio Show. This time at 11 o'clock on Saturday evening. I schedule it at 6:30 in the evening, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10 or 11. But due to my schedule and business obligations, I am only able to do this tonight at 11 o'clock. And what I'm going to talk about tonight, first of all, I want to say I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary, and I've been a Lutheran pastor for a period of time, and I have an MDiv in biblical languages, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, and I have a background in theology. And therefore, many of these Blog Talk Radio talks involve around theological issues. And tonight, I'm going to talk about the issue of, do animals have souls? We believe as Christians that human beings have souls, and that these souls will be united with their bodies in an ultimate resurrection, and they will have eternal life with God in Christ. That is our belief, and we believe human beings have souls, and that their souls are inhabited in their bodies, and they will be reunited with them in an ultimate resurrection in the last days, in the last judgment. However, I'm going to talk about a little bit about myself so you can come to know a little bit about me and understand where I'm coming from, and then I'll talk about the topic of animals having souls. I think they do have souls, and I think that they will share in the new cosmic world order. I'll explain this at a later point in this show. I want to say that this show is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for media lies, media falsehoods. Anything like that. We will go for honest discernment and intellectual honesty and getting at the truth and facts. And we do so by familiarity with the great books of the Western world, which develops our minds and leads us to truth and facts. The object of this show is to get to the truth and get to the facts. It is not to articulate political propaganda right or left. Second, I'm a Christian, and the show is a Christian show, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church fully, Athanasian, Apostles, and Nicene Creed, and I also believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, I'm going to read St. Augustine's Confessions, I'm going to read Bonhoeffer, I'm going to read Calvin, Luther, T.S. Eliot, The Idea of a Christian Society, the books that matter and that inform me Christian of the truth of the Christian faith. That includes the epistles of Paul. Paul was the greatest religious thinker, in my opinion, that has ever lived. And if you don't read his epistles, you are missing out intellectually, grossly in your life. Don't read it. Don't read anything. Eat yourself blind. Become blind. Come to blindness, come to live in darkness. That's your choice if you don't read books, darkness and destruction and ignorance, which is our present society in some respects, except for a small minority of people, privileged people that read the great books, such as Milton's Paradise Lost and E.M. Forster's The Passage to India. These are two of the greatest books that ever written, and I recommend them highly. Next, this show has a political emphasis. I'm conservative, but I do adhere to the essentials of the Christian faith, which is Jesus' concern for poverty and the poor and the underclass. He chose his disciples, tradesmen. He was accused of, who is this man that eats with publicans and sinners? He was accused of, who said of him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? He called the poor blessed. He didn't mean poverty was good. He did not endorse poverty. Let me make that clear. He didn't think it was good. He thought there should be an equal distribution of wealth, but he did say that the poor will be rewarded in the next life for their suffering in this life. He himself became poor and lived a life of poverty, and that's as much as I have to say about this. I've also run two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk Radio show. This is the Blog Talk Radio Show. These shows have a Christian orientation, and I have many visitors to these shows, over 4,300 visitors to the podcast show from 80 countries, And I've had many visitors from Muslim countries to my Blog Talk radio show, including Iraq and Saudi Arabia. These shows have a Christian orientation, but I welcome all faiths and all races and all nations, because I know Jesus died for them, gave his life for them, and died for them, and wants them to be with him in the joy and love of heaven. As it said in the letter to Timothy, he said it, and it is said definitively, he wills that all men be saved. Muslim, Hindu, whoever they are, he gives them his love, and he cast down his life on the cross for every one of these religious systems. So I have nothing against them, and I see the face of the love of Christ in everyone, in every person. Jesus can be seen in his love in every person's countenance, whatever their race, whatever their background, whoever they are. Now, I would like to also tell you that I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. These books are Christian books and legal books. I wrote 2 legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, and several Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables. I highly recommend reading the parables. The parables are the words and thoughts of the Savior and Redeemer of the world, Jesus Christ. They are very profound and very great. Read the parables. Read the book on the parables. It analyzes all 41 parables in the Gospels. I also have lately written a book on the Psalms. I've analyzed and interpreted all 150 Psalms. The Psalms are very great pieces of lyric poetry. They're Hebrew lyric poetry, and they are the legacy of our Jewish brethren in literature. And they also are a very great spiritual treasure. John Donne, the Anglican English poet, said of the Psalms, they are the manna of the church. They are a spiritual treasure. They are a literary treasure. And I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to find which you will tire of more easily, the Psalms in English translation or War and Peace in English translation. I can guarantee you will not tire of the Psalms at any point in your life in any translation. They are so great and so fantastic in their articulation and thinking. They represent the mind of God, the thoughts of God, and they represent great lyric poetry, fantastic lyric poetry, that are well worth reading and reading and reading and rereading 100 times to grasp what this, whoever wrote them, was a genius. And if you don't read the Psalms, you're not going to read the works of a genius. Don't read the works of a genius. Read comic books. I don't know. Whatever you want. Make your choices. You have to live with them. If you want to be ignorant, you have to live with that. You have to live with that decision. As I said, ignorance is darkness. Books are light. Okay? And the books I just described, Milton's Paradise Lost, is light. Milton realized in his great epic poem that the critical point in human history was the fall of mankind into sin. It's obviously, it is an accounting for the present world of wickedness and evil that you see. Milton was right in Paradise Lost, and Genesis was right in the third chapter of Genesis on this issue. I have also written other books. I'm writing 4 blog books of my blogs, literary, philosophical, theological, etc. I'm writing 4 books in that respect. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible, which is a book on the Bible. Is a book of great miracles. If you're into the biblical realm and you don't believe in miracles, you don't believe in the supernatural, I'm afraid, dear friends, you are wasting your time. Go to the Kiwanis Club. Go to Ethical Culture. Go someplace else. Don't go to the Bible. You're wasting your time if you don't believe in the supernatural, if you don't believe in miracles. The Bible presupposes a miracle in creation. It presupposes a miracle in the resurrection of Christ and in his birth. It's all full of miracles. If you don't believe that, then don't read the Bible. Read something else. Read a comic book. That's what you like. Okay? And let me tell you here that I've written a chapter on paternity in New York Family Law and Practice. I've written a chapter on evidence, res gestae, and Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written an encyclopedia article in New York Jurisprudence on criminal law hearings and notices and demands. I've written three major law review articles, one in the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure. It's been brought to the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. I've also written an article on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, on the United States educational system. And I also wrote an article in Academics, an Albanian scientific journal, on sexual orientation discrimination. I don't believe in discrimination. I don't believe in hate. I believe I want our gay brothers to be with me in the joy and love of Christ in heaven, whatever their decision about their lives. I want no part of hate or discrimination on any level for anybody. As for the educational system, I think anybody who has figured out what's going on realizes the educational system in the United States is a joke. We are cheating our children. We are making fools of them. They are not reading the great books. They are reading the worst books. Okay? And the books are chosen because they're recent and new. And recent and newness does not recommend anybody or anything, in my opinion, in the least. The Bible is 2,000 years old. To me, it'll be forever new, forever insightful as to what is written in it. It is not a matter of its age or anybody's age. It's a matter of the truth and their validity. So now I'm going to talk about the topic of do animals have souls? Now, most Christians or religious people in general believe that people have souls. Perhaps what they mean is that human personalities have a kind of permanence that will outlive the grave. Having a soul, however, is generally limited to persons and not to animals. And I think we conceive of people having souls as connected with their personalities, and they will outlive the grave, that soul, that aspect of the person and his personality. What about animals? Do you think they have souls? Not only do I believe that animals have souls, because I see the animals having feelings and emotions, I know they do, but I think they will share in the new creation and the new world and new cosmos that Christ will bring about upon his return when he will establish his kingdom in the new order. Yes, I believe animals have souls because I see their feeling. They have feelings. I see their emotions. I believe animals have souls, and I think as a result they will share in the new creation, a new world, a new cosmos that we are told Christ will bring about upon his return when he will establish his kingdom in the new world order. The reason I believe that animals only have souls and will in fact share in the new cosmos which Christ will establish upon his return, because I have noted that pets such as dogs, cats, and even monkeys can exhibit great feeling or emotions toward their human masters, as well as great loyalty and a close relationship to them. So the idea of animals having souls has to do with the new world and new cosmos that we are told Christ will bring about upon his return when he will establish his kingdom and the new world order. The reasons I believe that animals only have souls and will in fact share in the new world Christ will establish and cosmos will establish upon his return is that I have noted that pets, such as dogs, cats, and even monkeys, can exhibit great feeling or emotions toward their human masters, as well as great loyalty and a close relationship. So really the key to understanding whether animals have souls is the new world order that we're told Christ will establish upon his return. I'm convinced that animals, plants, and all sorts of life will be part of this new creation and share in it. I have always observed that in the creation story in Genesis, Adam is giving dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that lives upon the earth. And the chapter also states that God gave to the beasts, birds, to everything that creeps on the earth, the breath of life. So it's quite clear that when the new world order is established, I'm convinced that in this new order, in this new cosmos, which Christ will establish upon his return when he establishes his kingdom, we are told, I'm convinced that animals, plants, and all sorts of life will be part of this new creation, this new system, and share in it. Now, what is observed in the creation story in Genesis, that Adam is given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that lives upon the earth. That chapter also states that God gave to the beasts and birds, to everything that creeps on the earth and everything that has a breath of life, every green plant for food. It is clear that in the original creation story, in the first chapter of Genesis, Adam, we are told that Adam is given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that lives upon the earth. A chapter also says that God gave to the beast and bird and to everything that creeps upon the earth the breath of life and food. It is quite clear, I think I'm reaching an understanding of why I believe animals have souls, that in the original creation story in the first chapter of Genesis, Adam has a very direct relationship over fish, birds, and every other animals, a relationship with dominion and plants, and he has a relationship with plants as food for the beasts, birds, and animals. It is quite clear that vegetation and all living creatures are in relationship to one another and have a mutual dependence. But I think the main thing is that Adam has a very direct relationship over and dominion, a relationship of dominion of the fish, birds, and other animals. And the plants are also in this relationship as food for the beasts, birds, and animals. It is quite clear in this chapter that both vegetation and all living creatures are in relationship to one another and mutually dependent. So that's what I see. I see plants, animals, and human beings and animals sharing in a direct relationship, in a relationship of love and concern, and they are involved with one another. How am I going to end this? I am of the view that animals of all forms have a kind of soul and being. I think this is true of plants as well. They have a, I think particular animals of all kinds have a kind of soul and being. You can see it in their feeling for their human masters, their emotions, etc. I think this is true for plants as well. And I think I conclude that all creation upon the return of Christ, men, beasts, birds, fish, and vegetation, will be reconstituted and share in the new creation as they were really intended to share. Do I think that animals? I think animals, plants, I think every aspect of being has a soul in relation to men and in relation to the one another. And this soul is a reality. And the root of my thinking is that we are told when Christ returns and establishes a new his kingdom and a new cosmic order, these animals, these plants, they all will share in this new creation because they are beings with souls and minds and thoughts and feelings and emotions. Yes, I think animals have souls. I think plants have souls. I think all beings have souls. And the key is when Christ returns to establish the cosmic order, they will share in this order through their souls and beings and personalities. I think if we look at animals, we see beings who share feelings and emotions to their human masters. I don't think there's a question about it. And these beings have souls, just as men have souls, and they will share in the new creation when Christ returns to the earth. Yes, I think animals have souls as well as plants and all forms of life and being. They have souls. Their souls are founded in their feelings and emotions and love for their human masters. That's as much as I have to say about whether animals have souls. I think they do. And I think that these souls will share in the new cosmos when Christ returns to establish his kingdom. This kingdom will include all forms of being and life, which have, in my opinion, souls and personalities. That's as much as I have to say about this tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you've enjoyed this little talk. I'll be talking tomorrow night. I'll be talking about tradition, either tradition or angels. But I think I'll talk about tradition tomorrow night and on Monday. And on Monday evening, I will talk about angels. which I hope you will find these topics rather interesting. I think they are. Good night.